Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Fame? Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Paul Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL stars. And today we bring you the standout from Bethune-Cookman, none other than Jimmy Robinson. And any player from Bethune-Cookman always has a soft spot in my heart because one of our favorite players of all times was Reggie Sandlin. So every time we have a Bethune-Cookman guy on, we have to mention Reggie. But with that said, Jimmy, welcome to the program. Can you believe your time at the collegiate level has kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing for this next journey?
It all went by so fast. I mean, they said 4 years ago by fast. I didn't really expect it because I started off at Mercer and then I had to sit out a year. So the game kind of passed me pretty fast.
Now, a guy like yourself and people who aren't familiar with you, I mean, you put the ball in your hand, something special is going to happen. I'm curious. I mean, if you played Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, were you that kid basically scoring 5, 6, 7, 8 touchdowns every game?
Yes, sir. I was the guy that they just told me to play quarterback and just run every play.
So you've been the gifted guy basically since day one. That's fair enough to say, right?
Yes, sir.
Excellent stuff. And now, on a joking side, I mean, did anybody ever want to check the birth certificate to see that maybe you were a 9-year-old playing with 6-year-olds?
No, not really, because I was always undersized growing up, really. So I really had to try to eat a lot right before weigh-ins to even make the team, because I didn't want to play on a little team, so I had to make weight almost playing Pop Warner the most of the time.
That's excellent. And so obviously athletically gifted. And so you kind of start making your way. Kind of take us through the progression. I mean, I'm sure you played both sides of the football, you know, during high school and stuff. But, you know, kind of how did you end up, you know, playing the positions? Because, I mean, even you're listed as athlete. I mean, like, again, you just put the ball in your hand, something great's going to happen. And before we forget, I also want to touch base on the 2 blocked kits. I don't know how many more block kits you have in your career, but you had 2 this past season. So besides the phenomenal ability on the offensive side of the ball, special teams, when I saw those 2 block kits, I mean, this kid just got that quickness that just can't be checked. So kind of take us through your high school career and how you ended up at Mercer and then how you ended up at Bethune-Cookman.
High school, I came in. I was really only trying to play running back. I mean, my freshman year, I was on varsity. I had to wait a little. But then it came my sophomore year, I was a starting running back. I rushed for 1,500 rushing yards. I had 20 touchdowns. Going into my junior year, my cousin Quayshon Bird came in. That's playing on Bethune-Cookman with me right now. That was playing when I was there. He came in. He was also a running back. So we had to make some adjustments. So they asked me, did I want to play a little bit of defense? And I was like, yeah. So I played defense. I played cornerback, a little bit of safety. And I was the number one corner in the area coming in my junior year. And then I played receiver also. And then my senior year, I was just all over the place. And Mercer was my first offer coming out of high school. And it just, from the beginning, it felt like home. And they showed me and welcomed me in with open arms. I played at my freshman year. I was on all special teams there, and I was named All-SoCon as a freshman. And then after my freshman year at Mercer, I transferred over to Bethune. But I had to sit out a year because of NCAA rulings for a year. So after my year sitting out, I started at Bethune-Cookman my junior year. And then as a junior at Cookman.
Go ahead.
As a junior at Cookman, I had to work my way back in on the starting depth chart again, that which I knew I had to do. And then I came in. I think my first game was FAU. I had the first touchdown of the game. And after that, it was just Jimmy Robinson.
How hard is it? How difficult is it, Jimmy, to know that you're going to have to sit out a year? I mean, I'm sure this is something you love doing and you just enjoy being out there doing your thing. But, I mean, when you make that commitment that you're going to, you know, go on from Mercer to Bethune-Cookman, but that year of absence on the field, I mean, how mind tough is that to kind of get past it first?
Oh, it's really hard. I mean, like I told the guys all the time at Cookman, you don't know what you have that's taken away from you. And then just having to sit out and watch those guys play and be able to practice. I couldn't even practice, so it was really bad. So,
wow.
I just had to motivate myself to keep grinding every day and getting better. So it was really hard.
I'm sure. Once again, Jimmy Robinson, the athlete from Bethune-Cookman, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of these shows in their entirety, they're free at Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and also at College to Bro Talk Conroe as we bring you the latest 2020 NFL draft prospects. And for people who aren't familiar with you, I mean, you know, if they're going to look at the stat sheet, they're going to see you kind of sprinkled anywhere where the ball is going to be transferred upfield. They're going to see your name. They're going to see Jimmy Robinson next to it. In a nutshell, I mean, I ask all the guys that come on the program, I mean, if you're in that film room with these scouts, I mean, what are they going to love about you? And where – this is my one I'm really curious about. Where do you feel most comfortable at?
When watching film with scouts, and when we tell them the film, just my explosiveness and what I could do when I get the ball in my hand. And then it's just – that from there is just an eye opening, and then when I get into what I feel comfortable playing is just I could play a little bit of everywhere. So, but I feel a lot more comfortable at running back, but I could play anywhere I'm put.
For you, are you hearing anything? I mean, you know, return guy, running back, slot receiver. I mean, where are you kind of hearing your projection from, you know, what you're hearing from the next level?
A lot of the coaches are comparing me to Tariq Cohen, so probably from the running back into the slot, just wherever they can get me the ball at in my hands, like right away, and just making plays.
Now, we don't want to start a controversy, Jimmy, but if you and Tariq were in a sprint, do you think you'd get him?
Oh, yeah, I think I'd get him.
Excellent. I love it. Now, this one we ask because we've passed this off to the personnel we know at the next level. Is there anything that these – I mean, they're going to talk to your coaches. They're going to talk to you. But is there anything that, you know, they're not going to see on film that's a big bonus if they're listening in? I mean, you could be a weight room warrior, a film junkie, team captain. I mean, you know, one of those guys that the team looks to. I mean, is there anything that these guys need to know that they don't know yet but they should?
Pretty much – every time I get, even if it's in the weight room or just running sprints, that I'm going to give my all. And I'm going to do it 100% every time.
Nice.
I was leading the weight room at Bethune-Cookman for the 2 years I was there. I was the leading receiver and running back in all squats, bench, cleans.
Wow. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And you know what? I got to ask because I always forget this during the show. What's your current height right now and weight?
My current height when I weighed in at the FCS Bowl was 5'7.5", and I was 174.
Nice. And how was the FCS Bowl?
It was pretty good. I had MVP, offensive MVP of it. And I'll
I
be playing in the Tropical Bowl this week.
So you are busy, man. When I always say appreciate your guys taking some time, I definitely have to make sure I mean that gesture even more heartfelt since you're kind of taking time in between it. Are you training anywhere? Are you staying at school? Are you done with school? Kind of take us through the next progression of how you're going to get prepared for, you know, pro day and private workouts and everything that come with being in your position.
I'm down in Naples training. Actually, I'm here now. I'll be leaving tomorrow to get ready for the Tropical Bowl. And I'll be training down here up to pro day.
Nice, nice. Is that weird thinking about pro day and, you know, I mean, a guy like yourself with the athleticism, I mean, it's probably you're going to have a, you know, I'm sure people are going to be excited to see what your numbers are, but it's a little weird mindset that knowing how fast you run in a straight line is going to be so critical to how teams kind of perceive you as a football player.
Yeah, but I know I just have to attack my workouts every day and just give it my all and just try to as best as I can do.
That's awesome, man. And then again, and I just want to read for the audience out there. I mean, Jimmy Robinson is, I mean, this kid is lightning in a bottle. I mean, you put him anywhere on the field, I mean, he's going to be, I mean, you know, big play waiting to happen. And as you mentioned in the show, I mean, back in the day, he was that kid on the Pop Warner field scoring touchdowns left and right. I mean, it's just always been athletically gifted. And obviously the MVP, I did not know that, the FCS Bowl. Are you looking, I mean, I don't want to put too much pressure on you, Jimmy, but are we looking for back-to-back MVP awards this week?
Oh, yeah, that's the goal for this week.
that's awesome. Awesome. And I'm curious, and I apologize, my ignorance, but what earned you that FCS MVP? Kind of take us through the game and what garnered the honor.
Like I said, just being able to get the ball and make plays in the open field. When we needed plays to be made, I made them. And just being a standout guy.
Nice. How about the mutual conversations with teams and scouts and how'd that go for you and how comfortable do you feel in that setting? Just kind of saying, hey, you know, I'm Jimmy Robinson, this is who I am, and, you know, and just kind of putting, you know, a handshake down.
It felt pretty good because, I mean, every time I stepped on the field, I made plays and they were out there watching. So it wasn't really hard to do because they was there and it was watching.
That's awesome. Once again, Jimmy Robinson here on the C2P as he makes his path towards his second All-Star game of this young draft season, FCS MVP, and then he's on his way to the Tropical Bowl. And again, any attention you can get from NFL Eyes is always an important team. Two opportunities for him is fantastic. Jimmy, we appreciate your time. Before we let you go today, though, we always like to have a quick word. We call it three and out. You ready to take a shot with some of these off-the-wall questions?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, take us inside that Bethune-Cookman locker room. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
The most bizarre nickname. I would have to say they started it with one of the running backs, Trevor. they used to call him Booty Mouth. I don't know how he got it or what came about it, but that's what his nickname was. He didn't like it at all.
I love it. Dude, that's one of my favorite questions to ask because we just get some crazy responses, and Booty Mouth definitely is going to stand up there as one of the better ones. How about this one? Your versatility, I mean, if you're going to win a game by scoring a touchdown, and we could have anybody answer this question, but you are so deadly at scoring touchdowns from anywhere on the field. If you're going to win a game, how do you want to do it? What is the play going to be when you bring the ball in for 6 points?
Honestly, I probably want to say kick off the turn. Just being able to just catch the ball and just going from one end zone to the other.
I like it. And then the final one, Jimmy, I think this question you gentlemen enjoy answering more than most. Female celebrities, if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to lunch?
Probably Beyonce.
There you go. Just so yeah, we always tally up the names before our last show, right before the draft, and usually Beyonce is the winner. It was Halle Berry for a long time, but then Beyonce took the kind of Rihanna got her. Rihanna upset her last year though. Rihanna's got a few titles, so Rihanna was the clear cut winner last year. Beyonce, Gabrielle Union. Megan Good, I'm trying to think. Sometimes Taylor Swift. I mean, I get. You know, I talk to so many guys, but Beyonce is on the board. That's the first Beyonce of the year. I'm sure we'll get plenty more. But you got Beyonce at the first luncheon. Hey, Jimmy, man. Hey, safe travels. We always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and the best of luck to you at the Tropical Bowl. We know we're going to be hearing and seeing more about you, but we appreciate your time today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jimmy Robinson, the standout for Bethune-Cookman. And he's just listed as an athlete. That's how deadly he is with the football. I mean, you just put the ball in this kid's hands and magic happens. We were trying to iterate here that this kid, the ball in his hands, you give him space on good things that happen. So, again, he's going to be a fun one to watch closer to that draft. And I know you guys are thinking, draft time, where did we go? Got to the, you know, the national championship game. But these guys are already in the All-Star game. We're going to be heading down to the East West Shrine game next week, and then we're going to be down to the Senior Bowl, and then we'll be at the Combine, and then you're talking about NFL draft. So, like I said, it's a busy time. He's a busy man. He's leaving Naples to go off to the Tropical Bowl. Again, big shout-out to Jimmy Robinson. Keep doing your thing.